Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Inflation continues to squeeze the pocketbooks of Montana consumers, even as the state's job market hits new milestones. The latest consumer price index reveals a 0.5% monthly increase for May, driven overwhelmingly by surging energy costs, which accounted for more than 60% of that jump over the past year. Overall prices have climbed 4.2%. Despite the persistent inflationary pressures, though, state labor officials report a historic stretch of low unemployment continues. Montana's seasonally adjusted jobless rate ticked down again slightly to 3.4% last month, remaining well below the stable national average of 4.3%. Governor Greg Gianforte credited the strong job numbers to state workforce initiatives like the 406 jobs program, though officials note the total payroll jobs did see a minor decline, especially in construction and food service. And I talked to the governor yesterday about the state's resiliency with those job numbers and about how Montana seems to have fostered a business climate, which includes not only large employers, but small businesses, many of them locally owned.
The American dream is still attainable. You just got to work hard to get it. And Montana is a small business state. It's the businesses on Main Street that add diversity to our local economies. They deliver the goods that we want on a day-to-day basis, whether it's a custom pizza or a latte. It's really up to you. And then the behind-the-scenes businesses, the ones, the machine shops, the gun manufacturers, the energy projects. I was just up touring a new wind and battery storage installation up near Shelby, over $1 billion going into that project. So we're getting investments across the board. People are finding that with less regulations and lower taxes, we're a magnet for entrepreneurs and businesses, and the result is climbing wages and ability for people to get ahead.
This is the Montana State News Network.
Some trips become